What's up, everybody? It's the Bear Man from the internet, and today we're going to talk about how the gun industry is lying to you, and why. And this is not going to be a terribly popular video with the gun tubers, some of whom I'm friends with, the ones with integrity, but hopefully it's going to save you some money, probably a lot of money. Now, the industry, it is a gun industry, make no mistake. And I'm all for American manufacturing. I'm all for the Second Amendment. In fact, I think a lot of these sopping wet P-words that claim that they're 2A advocates have forgotten what the Second Amendment is. You're damn right they're weapons of war. F-A-F-O. Okay? That's the Second Amendment. Being necessary to a free state, the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed. So don't get it twisted, okay? But the industry is designed to sell you stuff. And I had a excellent conversation with my brother Saw recently, Survival Applications and Weapons Systems. You should go check him out. Been there, done that, got more t-shirts than he knows what to do with. So he knows a thing or two when it comes to firearms and firearms training, since he's done that in I don't know how many dozens of countries around the world as part of his job. Yeah. I'll let him tell you about his credentials. I'm not here to trade on his prowess. But the point of that conversation was the industry wants to sell you stuff. Now, what do I mean by that? Oh, Exhibit A, you need to shoot at 1,000 yards. Okay, well, if you're going to shoot at 1,000 yards, can we use 308 Winchester, 7.62x51mm NATO? No, we can't use that. That's not going to work. This isn't a sniper rifle, because if we're going to hit at 1,000, it's got to be 6.5 Creedmoor, and don't use 308, even though it's a proven killer. Don't use that for deer. That's not going to work. What about 338 Lapua Magnum? And, oh, have you seen 408 Chi-Tac or 375 Chi-Tac and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And, this will do 1,000. No problem. But is it a sniper system? Are you a sniper? See, the gun doesn't make the man, right? The skill set makes the man. Oh, so if you're going to shoot at 1,000, got to have something, not even like this. This won't do it. Okay. Now, if we're going to shoot at night, got to have something like this right here, you know, with the thermal sight on it, and in order to be able to shoot at night. And if we're going to make a DMR rifle, we're going to have something like this right here. This is what a DMR rifle is. If we're going to do designated marksman stuff, then we're going to need something like this, you know, a 4-14, 18-inch heavy barrel, 5.56, you know, commonality of caliber at a squad level. But you know, if we might have to defeat some light obstacles and or we're doing designated hood rat shit, then, and you never know, battlefield pickup, so we might need something like an AK like this, because the bajillion rounds of 5.56 that I have stored up might run out, in which case I'll need 7.62x39. And you know, 2 is 1, 1 is none, so better make sure we have a couple of those. And base of fire stuff, you know, for all of our patrolling and all of that. How about we're gonna need something in the 308 with a drum mag for base of fire stuff for when we're operationally operating like. Come, let us reason together. This is not to show you, oh, Bear has some cool guns. You should give zero shits about my cool guns. Okay? You should care 0% about my cool guns. And I should care 0% about your cool guns. You need one rifle. And then we'll get into why you need more than one rifle. You need one rifle. 1,000 yards. How many of you have the opportunity to shoot at 1,000? Many of y'all do. Many of y'all do not. Do you need the 1,000-yard rifle? if you own the 1,000-yard rifle, do you have 1,000-yard skills from all positions and all conditions? Probably not. Because if you did, you don't need the gun industry to tell you you have to buy a 1,000-yard rifle. Okay? But what you want is the validation of the gun industry to tell you you need a 1,000-yard rifle. And if you're going to go ahead and get a 1,000-yard rifle, you might as well at a minimum get a 6.5 Creedmoor because it's so flat shooting. Oh, and have you seen 7mm Remington Magnum? It's awesome. And blah, 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 blah. Yep. 7 Mag is awesome. My favorite deer cartridge. Can you shoot at 1,000? Repeatedly? Probably not. Some can. Most can't. So, there goes that. There goes that niche. Okay. Well, my truck gun, it's got to be high portability, you know, in case somebody tries to mug me or something. All right, sure. Oh, I forgot. I need a 10.5-inch 300 blackout SBR for when I'm doing nighttime operations, right? Kicking doors in and clearing rooms in SHTF. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marines clear rooms with 20-inch barrels. They have. So here's my point. You need one rifle. One. The industry is going to try and sell you all of these concepts and explain to you why you need this. You need a PDW for this. You need your EDC gun for this. You need your recce rifle for this. You need your bolt-action long-range gun for this, not to be confused with your semi-automatic sniper system for this. You need your base of fire weapons for this. You might need a shotgun for that. Or one rifle. One rifle. 5.56. One rifle. Weapons light. Sling. A way to aim it. That's what you need on a rifle. That's it. Now let's look at use cases for this. Truck gun. Yup. Fits in the truck. Hunting. Yup. Because ammo selection matters. This round right here, 55 grain Hornady VMAX ballistic tip is hell on soft targets. Deer, swine, feral dogs, coyotes, sheep that need to get put down, and any other type of soft target one might think of without overpenetration. And if you zero with 55 grain and you get your hands on some 77 grain OTM, now you have similar ballistics or ballistic external ballistics. Trajectories are similar. Internal ballistics, 77 grain does a much better job than 55 grain, but that's a different video and frankly, I'm not the expert on it, okay? 5.56, one caliber. Commonality of magazines across all systems. One light. One light system, right? Oh, it does white light and it does IR. Cool. Snazzy. Whatever. A sling. This one's made by my friend John at SOE Tactical, right? Made in the MF and USA, bro. A two-point sling. A way to carry the gun. That's what it's for. And then a way to aim it. Probably a 1-6, 1-8 LPVO. And this is the PLX Primary Arms ACSS 1-8. Is it the best? I don't know. I'm not the best. And I don't have thousands of dollars for an optic. Does it work? Oh, hell yeah, it's worked. Let's talk about what this one gun has done. This one gun has probably 10,000 training rounds through it at this point. This one gun has been to many, many different states for training events. It's been all across the country for training events. This one gun has shot deer, it's shot sheep, it's shot feral pigs, it has shot wild dogs, coyotes, possums, raccoons, and it's fixing to shoot a cow. This one gun has a white light on it, and if I turn the bezel, it has IR illumination as well. Can you see QB with it? Yeah, it's got a 1x setting on it. Is it as fast as a red dot? Why are you clearing houses anyway in SHTF? That's a great policy. There's some dangerous guys holed up inside this building, probably entrenched, probably behind cover, probably waiting for you to come in, and you're going to go risk the one life that you have to go inside this house to get grandpa's moldy graham crackers or something. Now, are there scenarios where you might have to? Yeah, but if your policy is to just go clear every building, And how good are you at it? Because rate of attrition is a thing, right? But could you? Could you do that with this? Yeah, it's got a 1x setting. Works great. Illuminated a reticle. Yeah, but can you shoot distance with it? Mm-hmm. I shot this gun in 5.56 to 700 yards repeatedly in the deserts of New Mexico. And at 4.450 on a man-sized target, not a thing, bro. Especially if you can find a good stable shooting position. Not a thing. So can you shoot distance with it? Yeah. Can you shoot up close and fast? Yeah. Can you defend your home with it? Yeah. Can you put meat on your table with it? Yeah. You don't need a PDW for your backpack defense gun. In what? A pistol caliber? Which has questionable ballistics as it is? I know, it's not a popular video. It's not designed to be a popular video. So your 9mm subgun, okay, for what? In your civilian context, what are you going to do with it? Well, I like to throw it in a backpack and walk around the town square in case somebody feels froggy. Okay, you got a Glock on your hip? Yeah, but I get 3 points of contact with my PDW, which makes a much more stable shooting platform. And no, you're burning money that you should probably spend on food, medical, training, water storage, camo, shelter. Ask me how I know. I've fallen into this trap and I've climbed out of this trap, which is why I'm making this video. Consider me an industry insider. I've been to these industry events. Epic shoots, if you will. Big range days. I've been to these things. Are they fun? Yeah. You know what though? It's all the same stuff. It's all, some company made another AR-15. Oh, some company made another low-power variable optic. Oh, some company came out with another light, another compensator, another grip. Cool. All right, whatever. It's masturbation, man. It's not fruitful. So one gun to do all of it. Hop and Brassvax would call this a general-purpose rifle. Yeah, but my SPR, I got to be able to hit, you know, a man-sized target at 600, 700. Yeah, but my shorty, I got to be able to clear rooms. Done it. Yeah, but, you know, my hunting rifle. You know the average distance a deer shot in the state of Oklahoma, which is where I'm at? Average? 30 yards. Oh, but yeah, but there's a really nice buck out there at 450. This'll do it. Yeah, but I need a gun that I can carry around every day. I need one that I can put a lot of rounds through for training. You see my point here? You've bought into a false paradigm that the industry perpetuates because they want you to buy all these different guns. They want you to buy your general purpose rifle and build it out like a Barbie doll. And so that on this gun, you have to buy a sling, you have to put an optic on it, you have to put a weapons light on it, you have to buy magazines for this system, right? But then, okay, so that's your GPR, general purpose rifle. But on that gun, right? My 1,000-yard gun. Now I'm in a different caliber, and I got to buy more of that ammo in that caliber, and I got to zero it, and I got to put a light on it, and I got to buy a different optic. See the industry here? I got to buy a different optic to put on the different gun with a different stock and a different bipod and a different muzzle device with different ammunition. Okay, so separate system over here. Whole new layout of expense. And then over here, I'm going to put together a base of fire weapon, and that's also in 308. Okay, but that takes these magazines rather than those magazines, and that's going to need a sling, and then I've got to have an optic that goes on that, and I'm going to need a different sling that goes on that, and I'm going to need a different weapons light that goes on that, and that's zeroed for M80 ball, where this is zeroed for, you know, M118LR, and so different ammunition for that, different system, okay, and then I'm going to get a shorty, and then on my shorty, I haven't decided if I'm going to run, you know, a dot sight with a magnifier, or if I'm going to get like a 2X or a 3X prism, so different optic on that, we haven't really figured out that, and I'm going to put a sling on that, and then I'll need a weapons light on that, and I might be doing cool guy nighttime stuff on that, so I'm going to need a way to mount, you know, like a PEC 15 or a D-Bell on that, and your expenditures start piling up, and next thing you know, you've got 10,000, if not tens of thousands of dollars in equipment that fills no niche, serves no purpose, is not applicable to your 90% context. Like I said, my ways of thinking have changed on this. The fact of the matter is, every day, every single day, I put my hands on this gun. Of all the ones I could grab, every day, I put my hands on this gun. I have a nighttime gun. If we're doing, you know, green-eyed googly boy stuff, I have a gun for that. But I can do nighttime stuff with this one as well. And I'll honestly be setting this one up to do nighttime green-eyed googly boy stuff, and then I'm one and done. One gun. Now, minor caveat. Once you have one gun, one, that will do all the things you want it to do. And think about the manual of arms, right? I know this gun because I've got 10,000 live fire reps and sets with this gun, to say nothing of a minimum of 10,000 dry fires with this gun. I have the time spent with this gun. I know this gun. Once you have that, you make another one exactly like it. Because the best spare parts is a spare gun. Same optic, same mount, same magazines, same sling, same grip, same light, same muzzle device, same everything. There's your spare parts. Right? And if you want to go super deep, get four of them. Primary, alternate, contingency, emergency. There you go. Now, there is some value, don't get me wrong, in the gun industry of helping you, the consumer, decide which optic am I going to buy once and then twice and then maybe four times. So I get the right one. Okay. But don't wholeheartedly buy into all their bullshit. It's called third-party advertising. It's a thing. And I'm a capitalist. Make no mistake, I'm a capitalist. I own four businesses. I don't begrudge anybody the right to earn money and feed their family. But I also believe that we get to decide when and how we are going to engage with these companies, right? I get to choose. You get to choose if you want to buy something from Refuge Medical. I get to choose if I want to buy something from Slate Black Industries, this vertical grip, right? Or Primary Arms, or Surefire, or whatever, or SOE Tactical. I get to choose that. Third-party advertising. You ever notice that all the big gun channels drop videos on the same thing at the same time? That's orchestrated. That's third-party advertising. That's intentional. So that now, look at the launch of the Springfield Hellion. every channel had a Springfield Hellion video at the same time. That's done intentionally. And none of those videos were released until the Hellion was ready to be sold on the civilian market in the United States of America. So that it's fresh on your mind, so you start thinking, I'm going to go get me a Springfield Hellion. Even though I've shot that gun, the ergonomics are terrible, the trigger's horrendous, and it weighs 5 pounds more than this gun, and does, as shown, weighs 5 pounds more than this gun, and does nothing this gun doesn't do. But now all of a sudden you need a bullpup for your convoy operations when you're in a, you have a mounted system that in SHTF. Shut up with that nonsense. No, you don't. And so a lot of people in the preparedness space are also kind of or 100% in the gun space. Beware of gun tubers, man. It's third-party advertising. They get paid to say those nice things. There's an organization called Leviathan Group. Again, I don't begrudge anybody for earning a living. Just understand what they do. They pay people to make videos, which are reviews. It costs tens of thousands of dollars to get your product on a Grand Thumb video. How do I know? I own Refuge Medical. We talk to them. They talk to us. It costs a lot of money. I was approached about being part of the Leviathan tribe. Would I pimp other people's stuff on my videos? Nope. Not interested. And for those that are, good for you. You do you, boo. Earn a living. But understand that that's a biased opinion. That opinion has been bought. That piece of content was produced with the end goal of getting you to purchase that product. It's advertising. It's not an unbiased review. And the industry wants you, the optics industry wants you to have as many guns as possible so that you'll have to put an optic on each gun. The gun industry wants you to have as many guns as possible. This gun for your 1,000 yards, and this gun for your truck gun, and this gun for your room clearing gun, and this gun's your homestead gun, and this is your personal defense gun, and this is your PDW, and this is, and if you want to own 1,000 guns because it's your right, go for it. But if you're on a damn budget, or you have other priorities, food, water, shelter, medical, training, electrons, communications, transpo, right? You're on a budget. You don't need a dozen or a half a dozen different firearms. You need a handgun. Ta-da! Doesn't matter what. Get one that fits your hand, learn to shoot it. And a rifle. What the industry would call a general purpose rifle. And people say, Bear, how do you make your gun look so Boba Fett? You spray paint this thing and then you go use it. And then it looks like that. And then when you start to see the finish again wearing through, you spray paint it again. This gun's been spray painted 6 or 8 times. Not because it's cool, because I don't want it to rust up. It's a protective coating. Well, you could Cerakote it. I could. I don't have the time or the patience for that. I do have Krylon and Rust-Oleum. So, the gun industry is fleecing you if you are under the opinion that you have to have all these different guns. And to the extent that I have perpetuated that myth, I apologize to you. My way of thinking has changed. You don't. Because what do the facts say? What's the data? Of all the guns I own, what every day I put my hands on one gun every day. And it'll do everything from personal defense to put meat on the table to shoot at 0 yards out to 700 yards. It's this one. That's it. That's what you need. Don't buy into the bullshit. Don't buy into the hype. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. Shalom.